It's never been a quiet ocean, but the soundscape has changed radically over the last decades from what was previously dominated by biological noise, noise from whales, snapping shrimp, fish, and distant sounds of earthquakes and volcanoes, wind and wave. Now the soundscape in many areas is dominated by shipping noise, distant seismic exploration, construction, trawls, all sorts of things.
So I guess the big problem is measuring the noise that we're now putting in, this increasing amount of noise that we humans are putting into the ocean, but also trying to figure out how on earth that affects things like, say, whales and dolphins, which we know use sound quite a lot.
I guess the first challenge is to understand to what extent we are changing the soundscape. And it's very difficult because we don't have much in the way of historical recordings. So we're already measuring a baseline that's shifted a great deal. And the other issue is to try and understand how animals respond to sound, once again, in an environment that's already well changed. So the work we have to do is somewhat forensic in a way. We're trying to piece together a story where we don't have anything to compare against.
And you've come up with a novel approach to trying to find out exactly what's going on in that soundscape beneath the waves.
In this context where there is a continuous background noise from human activities, is to try and measure what animals do when there is a step change in noise, for example, when a boat passes close to them, or when a novel sound is put into the water from a Navy sonar or an air gun or something like that. And in order to capture those possibly quite short-lived responses, we developed a small tag that is for whales that goes on with suction cups on the back of the whale. So what this tag does is it records the sound that the animal hears and makes and its movements over exactly the same timescale. So we can compare sounds that the animal hears with its actions as a result of hearing those sounds.
And what kind of thing are you finding out?
We've done a number of experiments using this device, looking at a variety of different sound sources. And what we do see is a great variety of responses, from absolutely no response whatsoever to brief changes in attention, distraction, to very, very strong flight responses. And it depends a great deal on the species, the context, the loudness of the sound, the novelty of the sound in their environment. It sort of paints a very complicated picture in which animals can potentially be completely unaffected, it would seem, by sounds, or respond very, very strongly to sounds that are only just audible to them. There's several different issues that we worry about with underwater sound. One is how strong the sound is. We talk in terms of decibels, just like with sounds in the air, except that the way that we rate sounds underwater is somewhat different. Evidently, a very strong sound is going to travel much further underwater than a weaker sound. So the very strong sounds that are produced by, for example, seismic air guns used in oil exploration can travel an enormously long distance. Another issue is the frequency of the sound. High-frequency sounds underwater tend to be absorbed quite quickly, so they simply don't cover as much area as low-frequency sounds. So whereas a low-frequency sound from, for example, shipping can cover potentially hundreds of kilometers, high-frequency sound from a seal scarer may only cover a few hundreds of meters before it's become attenuated enough to not be a particular problem. The kind of results that have come out of these studies have already had an impact in the form of changed shipping lanes, changes in speed of ship traffic in harbor areas, in moratoria on use of Navy sonar in certain areas. So there's been a variety of different outputs. We've been able to collect information about responses to noise for very, very few different noise sources and from very, very few different species of animals. And there's, amongst marine mammals alone, there's an enormous variety of responses. We do know that some animals, some species appear to be very sensitive to certain sounds, and other species are quite insensitive. And yet we've only begun to really explore that richness in response. And outside of the marine mammals, there's overwhelming evidence that a whole range of fauna respond to different sound cues and are almost certainly affected by noise that we're putting into the ocean. Work on that has really only just started.